From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. to focus on getting rid of Syria's president. The United States government says it will use Friday's talks on Syria to urge an end to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia, Assad's two top allies. Here is EU Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
I believe it is very important that tomorrow here in Vienna we will have all the relevant actors, both regionally and internationally, relevant actors playing around the same table.
A U.S. State Department spokesman says the focus of the meeting is reaching a framework for a political transition in Syria. Protests and attacks in Jerusalem eased somewhat on Thursday, but tensions have flared in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in the city. The man then attempted to stab another security officer before Israeli forces shot and killed him. In a second incident, a Palestinian man allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. Tanzania's Electoral Commission announced Thursday that John Magufuli and his ruling CCM party has won last Sunday's election. Jill Craig has more.
Tanzania will soon have a new president in office after the Electoral Commission finalized its tabulations and announced that John Magufuli was elected with more than 58% of the vote. The election season has been a highly contested one after opposition candidate Edward Lowassa defected from ruling party CCM over the summer and launched a competitive opposition coalition. Lowassa has rejected the official results that gave him about 40% of the vote. Jill Craig, Dar es Salaam.
And this is VOA News.